This is the Talent Planner. This show is for growth-minded SMB leaders who want to solve the number one issue, not the second, third, or fourth, but that number one issue of people issues, which is hampering and holding them back from their full growth potential. So on this show, we're going to discuss how you can solve those consistent people issues, whether through interviews, through Steve, through kind of some demos of my Talent Planner using specific tools within it to just show you how can you get ahead and how can you proactively solve those issues before they impact your business. So if you want to solve your people issues, if you want to grow more, you're in the right place. So as I already did, thank you, Steve, for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. I apologize for my tardiness. I'm at a client today. The Road Warrior was out all week, and we had a company meeting with 130 employees this morning where I talked about the strategy and the talent planning process that we're going through with the organization. So I apologize for my delay. I had several people that wanted to chat with me afterwards, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock. I got to go. So anyway, my apologies.
Yeah, well, that leads us into kind of the first section before we jump into the content about the new approach of how to solve your people issues. We wanted to spend a few minutes with Steve, the Road Warrior, as he labeled himself, just talking about what he's seen from SMB leaders out in the field, whether it was something he noticed or maybe a leader said something to him or provided insight. So, Steve, what was, from your time out in the field, what was one or two things that kind of stick out to you this week?
One of the things that's happening a lot with teams that we're working with is that there's a lot of residual impact from COVID yet on teams. There's things that teams are holding on to that they have not, taken out of the backpack, if you will. So when we get into a team development exercise, now all that stuff comes out because it's been building for 2 or 3 years. You know, it could be anything from what their position was on COVID or the vaccine or the fact that some people took advantage of COVID and maybe weren't at the office as much as they should be. And so my learning over the last couple of weeks, because I've done several team development exercises, is if you're an SMB leader, take the time to recognize that there's probably some issues on your team that have to be resolved to enable your team to have those tough conversations. And so we did a team development exercise over the last day and a half, and we got it all out on the table. It's emotional. It's breakthrough. And this team now is ready to write strategy. We're going to write a great strategy for this business, but we can't write the best strategy if there's dysfunction, if there's conflict, if there's things that are holding the team back. And so my takeaway, my one thing this week is I'm seeing a lot of that right now. And so get your team in a room, hash it out, and use our ebook on the team development exercise if you want to do it yourself. But recognize that there's a lot of dysfunction on teams right now that has been, a residual effect from what we went through over the last couple of years.
And would it be safe to assume that that's not just going to go away by kind of not doing anything? Is that a safe assumption?
Yeah, if it was going to go away, it would have went away by now. But it's not. And so there's just a lot of things that are holding teams back right now. And obviously, the pandemic didn't help those things. It actually brought them out and made them kind of more and made them worse. So that was the big takeaway from yesterday. And it's been what I'm seeing because I've done several team development exercises. And it's just amazing what is holding teams back right now. And a lot of it, again, was propagated by the pandemic.
Definitely. Well, I think that leads us a bit into being kind of proactive with going, and it's somewhat of what you're saying right now is being proactive about having a team development exercise, having some one-on-ones to talk about certain things. And that's really at the heart of the main message today of this kind of new approach, right? Is being proactive and not kind of being the old way would obviously be reactive. So before we touch on the new way and before we give away all the secrets, touch on the old way, touch on how did companies used to solve their people issues and maybe why that wasn't working or isn't currently working in today's environment.
Yeah, well, the first thing is that people issues are the number one issue facing SMB companies, and you gotta be proactive in dealing with it. And the thing about the people issues is that they're not gonna get any better. Even if we go into a recession here or things slow down a little bit, the demographics of our population are changing. You know, in 2035, America is going to be older for the first time than younger ever. And so people issues are going to remain the toughest issue that companies are going to face. And so the stats tell us that It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And the impact that it's having on the businesses is even going to be more severe. So recognizing that that issue is not going away, then the next question is, okay, well, how do we deal with it? What does that look like? And the old way that we dealt with it was very reactive. Someone would give their 2-week notice and we'd start a search, or someone's underperforming and, you know, we put a performance improvement plan in place, a PIP in place. And it was like bits and pieces, right? It wasn't tied to an overall plan. And, you know, to be honest with you, Jordan, we facilitated that because we were a consultant doing those one-off processes, right? We help companies make a hire. We help companies put a succession plan in place, but we didn't tie it to an overall talent plan. So the old way of solving people issues is being reactive and addressing them when they hit you. So that was kind of the old way. Got the mute on there, Jordan.
Thank you. So with old and new, one thing that I always is like, why change? You know, if there was an old way, why go to cars when the courses were doing so well? And it's like, well, you can get there quicker. You can do things that you weren't able. So if you're talking with a leader or an SMB leader who kind of aligns of saying, yeah, I'm kind of maybe doing it that old way, like, first off, what can happen in an organization to start doing it the new way, right? What kind of changes need to, is it a mindset? Is it techniques? What do you see companies doing that are saying, hey, I might be in this old way, but I know the new way is obviously, to your point, I need to adjust to it. What are some of those things that organizations can start to do to adopt this new way of solving people issues?
So the first thing is the old way is what a lot of organizations are using. When I, you know, led my last company previous to starting Stop the Vanilla in 1999, I was using the old way, right? We don't deal with a people issue until it deals with us. And so, I did it that way as well. But let's talk about the new way, because that's really where we want to go with this thing. The new way is working upstream to solve your people issues before they impact the business. And in our organization, we call that talent planning. We call it, it's working upstream to solve your people issues before they impact the business. You know, the irony of life, Jordan, is that we have all these plans in our life. We have vacation plans. We got a plan for our day to day. We got a plan for the weekend that's coming up, which I'm excited about. We got all these plans, but we don't put a plan around the number one issue impacting our business. We don't put a talent plan in place. And when we discovered this in our organization, it was like, man, it was like the room got bright, like the lights got brighter, because that is the new way. The new way is through talent planning and being proactive with our talent. We eliminate the people issues, or we address the people issues before they impact the business. Reactive is they impact the business and now we respond. The new way is they don't impact the business because we're addressing them ahead of time. Does that make sense?
Definitely. So I guess just to maybe ask a deeper question. So talent planning, okay, it's this new paradigm. What really, can you try to break that down even kind of more at a molecule level of like, what is involved in it? Is it a process? Is it a mindset? What is talent planning? How do I, if I am a leader, how do I do it or implement it? Or
so yeah, it's a relatively simple process, right? So talent planning includes three key pillars, three tenets, if you will. It includes your strategy, and you know, your strategic plan. It includes your talent plan, and then it includes the execution of your plan. And the first question I always get from people when I share this concept of talent planning is, why is strategy part of talent planning? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And that's why I love to share this, that you, before you can first understand what you need in your talent, you first have to know where you're going. And that's where the strategy component comes in. And that's a key to talent planning, is we have to know where we're going. And once we know where we're going, the talent plan then is the bridge that gets us from where we are today with our current team to where we need to be to achieve that vision. So a simple example is, you know, we're a $20 million organization. And by the end of our vision, we want to be $30 million. And we're going to deliver this unique strategy. We're going to deliver this differentiation. Well, what does our functional structure need to look like to be a $20 million company that delivers this unique strategy that we just put together? So that's really talent planning in its simplest form. Let's figure out where we want to be. And now we know what talent we need to get there. And so the talent plan is what, you know, so if we have a 3-year vision, 12/31/2025, as an example, then we put a talent plan for the leadership team and the department, a 3-year talent plan for the leadership team and the department. And it's a incredibly simple and breakthrough process because this, the mindset itself is makes sense, right?
Definitely. Now, I think a lot of companies, obviously I'm young, so I haven't worked at a ton of companies, but I think a lot of companies are doing strategic planning to an extent, whether it is very minimal and it's in a drawer somewhere, or it's very complex and put into software. But I think a key point that maybe I have never heard many people talk about is that talent plan that, you know, mm-hmm. Hey, we have a strategy and we have a place that we're trying to get to, but we can't forget that the people are going to get us there. So can you just touch more on, like, where did the revelation for talent plan come? Have you always been creating talent plans, or was that something that you kind of found somewhere and it was like, wow, why have I never kind of done mm-hmm. this before? Or
so in the last company I ran, we developed a killer strategy. Like, we provided a very unique differentiation, a competence we call it, to the top 100 branded food companies in the United States. And they loved our competence because it kept them in business. It kept them in stock. And so we started seeing this growth. And so we're sitting in a leadership team meeting on a Monday morning, just venting and frustrated, like people issues are limiting our growth. Like, how do we solve this problem? And somebody says, well, what do we do when we have a problem in our organization? We put a plan around it. And all of a sudden, everyone looked at each other like, well, why don't we put a plan around our people issues? So that's how talent planning was born in my life. It's this concept of we put a plan around all the other challenges we face in our business. So as an example, at the company I worked at, we opened up a new facility, and we had this incredible state-of-the-art air filtration system because we're packing dry food, right? So you can't let a taco seasoning, what you're packing in one room, you know, contaminate a pancake mix and have it taste like taco pancake mix. Like, that doesn't sound too good, does it? So we had this air filtration system, but we noticed that our waste and our scrap levels were out of sight, like to the number of $300,000 to $400,000 a year. And so we put a plan around to drop that number to about $100,000 of scrap a year. So we put actually $250,000 to our bottom line. And so my challenge to leaders is if you have a problem that's impacting your profit and loss statement, that's six figures for all organizations, right? Just like we did for the scrap, why wouldn't we do the same for our talent, our people issues? And so that's the concept, is that, you know, you have an item, you have an issue, you have a challenge in your organization that's significantly impacting your profit loss statement. Let's put a plan around it. And so that's how it was born in my life.
And not to date you, but that was, you know, some time ago. So this isn't, you know, you didn't think of this last week when you're at the cabin with the guys drinking beers, right? This has been vetted and a long process to get where we're at, which I think leads into that of where, you know, there's a process, you touched on it a bit, but really kind of getting into maybe the three steps that are, or the three kind of high level, and then getting into each of the seven, just touching on them. I think providing a bit of the actual process or talking to the process could be helpful, as we've done a ton of kind of refining and improving of that process.
We have a 7-step process. The first step, you know, you got your prep step, then your second step is a team development exercise. And we just talked about in our one thing when we started here today that in order for teams to have the tough conversations and write the best strategy, they got to come together. So the first session is that team development exercise so that we write the best strategy for the business in the second session. And that's what the second session is your strategy session, laying out that 3-year vision. And then in the third session, you put the talent vision together. So it's 3 very simple sessions. And then step 5, you put the talent plan together for the leadership team. And you lay out what are all the talent decisions and actions that have to take place over the next 3 years to move our leadership team from where it is to where it needs to be to deliver that vision and that strategy. And then you move to step 6, which is department planning, which includes a talent plan for each of your departments. And then step 7 is execution cadence. You just go make it happen, right? So very simple process, 7 steps. And we're getting to the point where, you know, we're training organizations on how to do this themselves. And as I'm sure you'll talk about here, we just finished our book Talent Planning, which, you know, our objective here is to give companies this process so they can do it on their own. Obviously, we're here to help in our consulting firm to help with talent planning, but it's a process that leaders can do in their own business or even in their departments.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of resources, whether it's videos or that book that Steve mentioned. So if you guys want any of those, just reach out to us if you haven't already seen any videos that we put out or the book when it eventually gets online. Just reach out and we're more than willing to pass it to you. So Steve, I think that really from my vantage point, I think you touched on the process. You covered kind of the three steps of setting that strategic vision, then the bridge to get there, and then the execution cadence to make it a reality. Is there anything we're missing on just this new approach to cover before we get into the one kind of key takeaway that you're probably going to reiterate a bit, but is there anything else that you want to, that SMB leader should be thinking about in this new approach?
Well, let's just talk real briefly about what's in a talent plan. And as I'm sharing these, think about your team. So the first thing in your talent plan is, what are the strengths of your team? What are we really good at on this team? Then the second thing is, what are the weaknesses on our team? What are the blind spots we have that we need to resolve as part of our talent plan? And the third thing is, who are the high potentials we got to retain? Who are the people that are essential to executing this strategy? Another one is, what's the succession plan? Are there any succession plans that we have to put in place over the next 3 years? Another one is what's the order of hires or promotions that we have to make over the next 3 years to build out the team? So we're going to advance this individual to the CFO, but we need to hire a VP of operations. So laying out those key steps. And then the other thing is, what are the development priorities of our current direct reports to help build out the team and to fill some of those skill set gaps that we have on our team to get us to our strategy, to get us to our vision? And that is the final thing in the talent plan, is what skill set gaps do we have that we have to fill by developing one of our current team members or by going and making a new hire? So there's seven things you got to think about when putting your talent plan together. And as you're listening to this, I want you to be thinking about your team. Why are we really good? Where do we need to build out more? Who do we need to retain? Who's retiring, or what succession plans we have to put in place? And what are the hires and promotions we're going to make over the next 3 years to deliver this strategy? So I think that's essential to understand what is in a talent plan.
Because that is one of the ways that you start to be proactive, is essentially you're going through those questions, thinking of all the points you're saying, which is putting you in that future state of, you know, what are our strengths to achieve the, that's great. Do you see leaders kind of find a few of those questions to be really kind of foundational, or is it just the entire exercise of just sitting down and going through those, like observing your team kind of, and actually thinking about it proactively and intentionally? Or is there a few questions that leaders really say, that one kind of unlocked a breakthrough for me?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. I think this, the concept of going through that thought process with your team is really the breakthrough. But then coming out of it with specific things you're going to get done over the next 3 years on your team is essential as well. And the one point that I'll make, Jordan, is that a talent plan it's an evolution. It's not a revolution. So the first one you put together for your team, it's not locked in, because you know, it's going to evolve. It's going to change. But I'll tell you, it's much easier to tweak a plan than to come up with one every time we face a people issue or, you know, a talent issue. Yeah.
A word that came to mind was just agile. I know we've never really used that word, but it seems with the strategic plan, we've made content about it's not, you know, it's a revolution, or it's an evolution, not a revolution. Yeah. It seems the same to the talent plan. It seems like a lot of things, you know, but if you're not kind of looking at them frequently, you're not going to be able to pivot or make those refinements on the go, which then lead to a better strategy in the end, rather than just picking one and never changing in 3 years or however many years. That's a good point. Anything else, Steve, on just the talent plan on it before we get to your one kind of main takeaway for SMB leaders to really leave this recording?
The takeaway for me is, get the talent plan template, which we'll provide in our notes from this webinar, and just print it off or use the digital version and just start putting a talent plan together for your team. And the breakthroughs and the thought processes and the action plans that come out of it are going to help you build the team to achieve your dream. That's, that to me is really the first step.
Definitely. I will put the templates for all the things we've talked about today in the show notes and also in the chat here before you go. So if you do want to just click on that, but that's about it for us today. Right, Steve? I don't think, I know we did it a few minutes late. So
it went fast.
Yeah. And we didn't go over, which was a worry of mine because we got so much content, you know? So is there anything else, I guess, just for me to close it? Thank you all for joining. We're going to be having an email come in the future that will let you know of each webinar, what it'll be on. So you kind of pick and choose which ones you find value in. So stick around for the next webinar. We'll have that link so you can sign up for that newsletter. That'll be just sending out weekly updates on our webinars. And that's about it. Like I said, I'll have the link in the chat for all the templates and stuff. And Steve, if you want to take the stage and close us out.
The battle for talent is waging. It's raging big time. And I've been with teams all week with that battle for talent. And if you want to win the battle for talent, which is essential to your company's success, talent planning is a way to do it. We've been doing this now for 20 years with companies, and talent planning is the future. It's the future of talent. And our objective here is to teach you how to fish and not fish for you. So we want to train you on talent planning. So my first recommendation is, you know, get the book, read the book on how to talent plan and implement talent planning into your organization, and watch your people issues come down and watch your organization accelerate its growth.
Boom. That's it. Nice job. All right. Thank you guys for joining. I'm going to end the event, and we'll see y'all hopefully next week at our next one. Take care.
Right. I'll be back in town this afternoon, Jordan. See you then.
Perfect. See ya.